Alright guys, so the trade war is getting even worse than we think. Now, we were supposed to de-escalate things. Sure, we have the 90-day pause in effect, but that's not the main event. The longer things drag out with China, the worse it will get for the US and the world in general. Now, will Chinese exporters get hurt? Yes, some business to the US will definitely be lost. But America will hurt more. US consumers are already facing higher prices from a collapse in supply chains, and it's looking really nasty here. Now, we are seeing a demand slump hitting US ports. Scheduled container volumes are starting to drop. In May, the supply of goods hitting the US could drop by at least 30%. And how is this good for people's budgets? Now you have fewer goods chasing the same amount of money, but US supply chains have clearly not caught up yet. It's amazing that US stocks are still chopping about, but an earnings contraction is not far away, especially if the confrontation with China doesn't end. And this is where the bulk of consumer goods are coming from. Hapag-Lloyd, one of the world's biggest container shippers, confirms the worst. Chinese shipments into the US are collapsing. Importers have cancelled 30% of their bookings out of China. And by the end of May, shipments from China could grind to a complete halt. Just how many products can withstand Trump's crazy 245% tariff? Not many. Now, we aren't fear-mongering here. The odds of empty shelves are extremely high. US importers and companies know they can't pass down the tariff, so they simply just won't bring in the goods. And either way you look at it, US consumption is starting to calm down and this malaise will start to spread across the country. But there's still one person who feels mighty confident of the economy, and it's called Besant. He believes everything is just fine.
Are you worried about empty shelves? Because they say that a lot of these the supply lines and the cargo ships are being held up. A lot of people are saying, turn it around. With the tariffs this high, I don't want the product. Are you worried about empty shelves?
Not at present. We have some great retailers. I assume they pre-ordered. I think we'll see some elasticities. I think we'll see replacements. And then we will see how quickly the Chinese want to de-escalate.
Now, he presumed retailers pre-ordered. This is the craziest statement I've ever heard. Even if you pre-order, you still need to pay the tariff when it comes to US customs. 245% goes to the US government at the time of entry. And obviously, Besant has not paid a tariff in his life before. There's no way around it unless retailers smuggle in the goods, which will be hilarious and illegal. It's also crazy to think that US supply chains are elastic, not in this multiverse. He must have pressed the wrong button. American companies can't make up for the shortfall. And no matter where you get the alternatives, the consumer will be the one who gets clobbered, that's a guarantee. And can the US get away scot-free? Definitely not, and this chart tells us why. After the announcement, we can see more demand for cargoes from Vietnam while shipments from China they are dropping. However, shipping costs from Saigon are up by at least 15%. So not only do Vietnam goods face a 10% tariff at the US customs, the transportation cost is now higher. And it's going to get passed down to the consumer as well. And after 90 days, the tariffs could jump back to nearly 50% on imports from Vietnam. So this supply shock isn't over just yet. It could definitely get worse. Now, you would think that now is the time to scale back the trade war, to make peace with China to stop the insanity. But the White House is doubling down on this failed strategy. Besant has confirmed that it's up to China and not the US to de-escalate the trade war, which is such a crazy thing to say. Beijing didn't start this global trade war, and there's no way that China will cave first. And what Besant is doing is using the US consumer as a chip on the poker table, playing a risky game with President Xi. He wants China to fold their hand and simply capitulate. So we are trapped in this back and forth thanks to the US trying to win the lottery. It's ridiculous when you hear the reason Scott Besant is trying to sell to the world.
You know, it's important. I think it's unsustainable from the Chinese side. So maybe they'll call me one day.
The WTO says trade could dip 80% between the US and China if something doesn't happen quickly. Do you see it that way?
Well, That's why I believe it's unsustainable, because they sell to us five times more than we sell to them, and we are a crucial part of their business model. So selling cheap subsidized goods into the U.S. is crucial for the Chinese economy. I believe we're already seeing a slowdown there. The government's trying to take measures counter-cyclical to help the economy. So, Brian, in the history of trade negotiations or trade slowdowns, it is the surplus country that always loses the most. And, you know, we have a huge deficit.
Now, this is just so bizarre. Bessent was begging China to call him, and then he turned around and said the U.S. economy now has the advantage. It's the same old argument of the deficit country holding the advantage while China, being the surplus country, has a losing hand. But being a huge deficit country means you don't have the production. And in a scenario of a global trade war, you are at the mercy of higher prices. Bessent believes the US consumer has deeper pockets than Beijing, that China's economy will collapse first. But is that really the case? In 2018, China's exports to the US accounted for 3.5% of the Chinese economy. But in 2023, that dropped to just 2.9%, and last year, it's probably closer to 2.5%. So the dependency is starting to fall. Even if Trump continues the Chinese tariffs forever, China's economy won't suddenly collapse. There will still be GDP growth. And if I was a betting man, I would say that Bessent is going to lose this game of chicken. It was the US bond market collapsing that forced a partial U-turn first. And going forward, it could very well be the US economy itself contracting that forces Trump to backtrack once again. Now, when an economy enters a recession, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Layoffs happen and people spend less, and that in turn grinds business expansion to a halt. And suddenly, credit in the real economy slows down and the velocity of money plunges. Then there will be the moment of truth, and chances are Trump would blink again. It's crazy that Bessent is willing to risk the economy imploding, because he just gave Beijing an ultimatum that the US is willing to ramp up the trade war on China.
We know global trade has benefited the globe. We don't want zero global trade. But doesn't this indicate what's at stake here?
Well, Joe, I think this makes my point that the Chinese, they are exempting all these goods, tells me that they want a de-escalation. And what we haven't done is escalate by embargoing those goods or putting a trade ban on those goods, which we could if we needed to gain more leverage. We haven't done it. And, you know, I can tell you, I do have an escalation ladder in my back pocket, and we're very anxious not to have to use it.
So Bessent wants to embargo more goods to China to squeeze China's economy into a recession. So airplane parts could be banned from entering China altogether. But is he so sure that the US won't fall first? With estimates from economists and even the Federal Reserve that the US economy is also under fire. According to the Atlanta Fed's final estimate, US Q1 GDP could be negative. Their estimation has been rather accurate in the past, and we might get a minus 2.5% print very soon. Even if we account for the amount of gold imports, US GDP is still negative. If this happens, the US economy will be halfway towards a recession, one leg in a casket. Just imagine a Q2 reading with the reciprocal tariffs. If Bessent escalates by imposing yet another embargo, even more Chinese revenue will be cut away from the US, and that will cause GDP growth to fall even more. You don't need to be a genius to see the consequences a mile away. And because of this, Trump has only two emergency buttons he can press, and one of them is simply not working. Now, the first is to do another QE, to print money and flood the economy with liquidity, to bring down bond yields and give people money to spend, but this will be impossible to do. The US is still in a debt and a spending crisis. In the April to June quarter, the US has to borrow $514 billion from global investors. So over half a trillion of US bonds will be flooding the open market. And this is without Trump even hitting the QE button. It's just business as usual. The Doge cuts aren't enough, and the US is still on a runaway train. That's why the only relief valve left is to end trade war, to bring prices down. And when prices fall enough, this will help spur consumption and help rescue household budgets by at least a bit. Now, there's a reason why China isn't doing much. Their ace in the hole is Bessent's bond market and his inflation problem. And now Chinese exporters, they are wrapping up the pain. Thanks to the falling dollar, Chinese exporters are scrambling to bring home their cash hoards. In other words, Chinese companies that earn their revenue in USD are going to de-dollarize. They are afraid of holding US dollars and they want to repatriate their overseas earnings back to the Chinese RMB. And this isn't really about confiscation or sanctions, it's simple currency market at work. What have we seen over the past few weeks? The dollar strength started to plunge against global currencies. And it doesn't matter if it's the Russian ruble, the Japanese yen, or the euro. The dollar has weakened against them. And that means as a foreign exporter, the last thing you want to do is to stay in dollars forever. The longer you hold this hot potato, you get less of your local currency when you convert the dollar back. Even against the Chinese RMB, which Beijing is trying to weaken, the dollar is falling even faster. In April, China's currency clawed back some gains because the world was dumping dollars. And if the USD continues to weaken, it means Chinese exporters will get less RMB if they convert tomorrow. So now there's another force of gravity pulling the dollar down. This time it isn't central banks, it isn't investors or hedge funds selling their dollar assets. It's simply exporters looking to run away. And that's how fragile the entire system is. Trump tinkering with trade policy is blowing up the dollar and destabilizing exporters all over the world. It is an additional headache for them. And things are just so crazy today. Everything seems to be trading higher versus the dollar. Even the Russian ruble is up by 38%. But take a look at the Swiss franc and the Japanese yen. These are major export partners of the US. Suddenly, they have additional incentive to dump their dollar holdings to buy back their own currencies. And we all know what that means, don't we? The dollar gets even weaker than before. Investors see this and they might dump even more bonds. So the entire system is at risk of crashing. US imports are coming down, prices are going up, and the dollar is not recovering. The last thing Bessent needs is more disasters, but things just seem to be getting worse for him. In a White House press meeting, Bessent looks like he's done. There was a freakout over Amazon showing price increases from the tariffs, basically putting on new labels, new before and after labels. Now that ultimately didn't happen, but the response is straight from the Twilight Zone.
It was reported this morning that Amazon will soon display a little number next to the price of each product that shows how much the Trump tariffs are adding to the cost of each product. So isn't that a perfect crystal clear demonstration that it's the American consumer and not China going to have to pay for these policies?
I will take this since I just got off the phone with the president about Amazon's announcement. This is a hostile and political act by Amazon. Why did Amazon do this when the Biden administration hiked inflation to the highest level in 40 years? And I would also add that it's not a surprise because, as Reuters recently wrote, Amazon has partnered with a Chinese propaganda arm. So this is another reason why Americans should buy American. It's another reason why we are onshoring critical supply chains here at home to shore up our own critical supply chain and boost our own manufacturing here.
So Amazon is now working with a Chinese propaganda arm. Do you know how crazy that sounds? And how is this even reality today? And just look at Bessent. He just stood behind her like Darth Vader with an expression best suited for a funeral. Things are literally collapsing around us. I have no idea what is about to happen. All I know is the longer this drags out, the crazier the situation will get. And if Bessent wasn't joking earlier about the ultimatum, the US might very well embargo China in the weeks to come. But let me know what you think. Will Bessent really punish China again? And will the dollar continue to get grinded down? Let me know in the comments below. Stay safe. Be sure to smash the like button and subscribe as we navigate through these crazy times.